Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mega Ran, and I know it's been way too long, and I just want to apologize. But yo, I'll be busy. Anyway, it's Matt Mania, and this is a show where I talk about wrestling and my life. So, in the intro, I just wanted to shout out everybody that's been on the road with us and seen the tour, the Mega Ran MC Lars experience, which went all the way through the East Coast and the South and then South by Southwest and then out West. It was crazy dope, man. We had Big O with us. We had Sky Blue. And we had some really great shows. South By was crazy. We got to open for Snoop Dogg and Grandmaster Flash. Very strange. Got a chance to catch up with some of the homies. Xavier Woods was down there. He had a little bit of an issue, but it's all good. That guy's Teflon, he's a true pro, and so everything's all good, man. It's been a crazy time, and I'm home literally for a day, and I figured in this day I would make sure to put out a new episode just for you, so you better be listening. This is our WrestleMania prediction show. I realize that I have not posted an episode since Royal Rumble, so I missed a lot. But I'm not going to go back and give you a whole lot of old stuff, because you know what's happening. You know what's going on. So I got a guest, my man Justin Ivey, who writes for XXL. I met him way back in the day at the Kevin Nottingham blog. Big time hip hop and wrestling head, just like myself. So we got into some great conversation. And I'm going to put over the Georgia Gold Chicken, because that's actually really good. I'm serious, it is. And it's been a wild time, so I just want to make sure that I'm not gone too long from the things that I love to do, which are podcasts is one of them especially. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you for all the people who asked me about it. Hey, where's the podcast? I appreciate it, but I've been working, man. I literally am a one-man operation. I'm doing everything. And my mom came to the show and she was like, you know, it seems like you should be more organized with your merchandise. You take 5 minutes to search through to find somebody's size. And I'm like, yeah, I'm by myself. This is what I do. It's 20 days into the tour. There's no way I can keep this stuff organized. But anyway, such is life. Definitely not complaining. Just letting you know what it is. So I'm heading down to Orlando tonight. I'll be there all week for WrestleMania-related activities. First is WrestleCon. It's a kickoff party going down Thursday. Before that, though, Wednesday, there is an in-store appearance at Gods and Monsters shop on iDrive. I'll be over there 5 to 7 Wednesday doing my thing, handing out flyers and talking about what's going to go down at the show on Friday. So, as I said, Thursday, WrestleCon kickoff party. Get this. Ric Flair, Sting, and good old JR. What? Insane. So that's going down. My man Montezzi hooked that up. Big shout out to him. Friday to Saturday, I'll be at WrestleCon table number 27, right next to Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Oh! Tough guy! and then, also, Friday night, The Big Show. Well, it's The Big Show. Matt Mania The Revenge, the release event with Smoke Dizza and many more. There's Thurston Howell III. There's IQ. There's Teak Hall. There's Lynx Kinetic. There's O Super and DJ Coleone. There's so many people. Bruh, this is going to be insane. Cyfried, Jackson Parody, E-Turn, Ben Briggs. Oh, it's going to be such a great time. All my favorite people, most of my favorite people from Orlando are going to be on that show. So, and I'm playing some new stuff. Speaking of new stuff, I'm going to play some new stuff for you in a little bit. I don't know if you remember last week. No, it wasn't last week. It was like 2 months ago. Last guest was Rated R, who I said was a dope MC. I proved it. I got Rated R on the album. We did a Road Warriors track. I'm going to play you some of that right before we go to break. But first, I want to talk about a UK tour that's happening. Going across the pond, eh? Yes, I am. I'll see you guys in the UK in May. So we got Manchester, May 10th, London, May 11th, Brighton, May 12th, Leicester, May 13th, Cambridge, May 14th, Preston, May 16th, Shrewsbury, May 17th, Glasgow, May 18th, Nottingham, May 19th, and Newcastle on the 21st. There's a couple places I haven't been. So looking forward to that. And then after that is London Anime Con. So if anybody has any connecting, hook me up in there. Or London Comic Con. Hook me up. Get me in there. I don't know. Got two more shows before I go to the UK after Orlando. There is April 8th, the Nerd Prom, Denver, Colorado, with MC Lars. And then 14th to 16th, Shumatsu Con in Columbus, Ohio, with the homies Wreck the System. Yeah. Anyway, I'll see you guys on the road, of course. Let me play you a little bit of what's happening on the new Matt Mania at some point during this interview. I will take a break and do that. And, you know, I'll just play it first in the beginning, and then we'll get right into WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania season! Anyway, alright, there's like a million events going on in Orlando, but if you are down there for Mania activities, yo, just throw the RAN signal in the air, man. I'm everywhere, dude. Oh, shoot. Ring the bell. It's WrestleMania!
Shoulder pass, so you know we bad. Storm coming to the ring, see the overcast. No holding back, it's doomsday for lower cats. Control the mat, we fearless, come on, they know it's fact. Had every belt in the business and known the gift from hell. The only selling we doing is if it's ticket sales. Dig it, any territory they know the name. Learn the game in the beginning, only show them pain. Not too many wrestling icons left, and none to snack on danger and down on death. Deliver dastardly deeds and decisively dominate. Decimate opponents and victories always commonplace. High octane intensity personified. Fresh Paul directing, they only qualified. What a rush, let's just keep it official. LOD, you know it's on when you see the initials, yeah. What a rush, turn it up till the speakers bust. Beat them up, what? Ain't nobody keeping up. Speed and power, we devour, gonna sweep them up. 1, 2, 3, huh? Can't no one compete with us. What a rush, turn it up till the speakers bust. Beat them up, what? Ain't nobody keeping up. Speed and power, we devour, gonna sweep them up. 1, 2, 3, huh? Can't no one compete with us.
Doomsday, stay in stereo with devices. Me and Rand Spike like Hextrand and Laurinaitis. In this golden touch rating, I'm handing them all the Midas terrorists. When it come to the grandma, I'm on my aces. The animal got me stressed in the panic. They all in crisis, calm, iced up. Leave them in bandages from the nicest. Two pairs of knuckle sandwiches. The cause damage is a vice. Man, you better take your manager's advice. Even where you take a L again, lost in the game, it's Paul Ellery. When I'm bringing all to the pain, keep the face covered in paint. When we off in the lanes, causing concussions. Got a scramble A thought in their brain, and we killing them. Going tip a bottle of brew. Real road warriors, never following rules. Whole clique out of this world, we Apollo the cruise. So you know only destruction, gotta follow the rules.
What a rush, turn it up till the speakers bust. Beat 'em up, what? Ain't nobody keeping up. Speed and power, we devour.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? This is Mega Rant. This is Matt Mania. We're back, and it's that time. It is WrestleMania season. So, of course, I got to give you some predictions to send you off into the weekend with. And I'm not alone. I got my homie Justin Ivy with me. Justin, are you there?
I'm there. How you doing, Mega Ram?
Pretty good, man. Got to say, it was good seeing you about a couple weeks ago down in Baton Rouge. Thanks for coming out to the show.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool. All right. Now, just to get the people started, let's just talk a little bit about your beginnings in wrestling. I just want to let the people know that this isn't just some new jack, quote, you know, pun intended. You know what I mean? What's your earliest wrestling memory that you can think of?
My earliest wrestling memory was watching Sting on Monday Nitro. I want to say it was like right when Nitro began. So the first time I can remember wrestling was seeing Sting in the, you know, this was back before the pro. So he was, you know, he had the face paint, the flashy face paint, and, you know, he was all hoorah, all excited. And I just remember being a kid, and that was like what grabbed me and made me want to watch wrestling.
Okay. Yeah, I was a big Sting fan too. I mean, he was so colorful. He was always, you know, whoa, and, you know, just so action-packed, and I think the bright colors of it really had me wrapped up in it. Sting's one of my favorites of all time. Did you feel the Crow transformation as much as that, or were you like,
Oh, I love the Crow. I was all in on the Crow. I think, I don't know, I guess if I had been, like, you know, a little older and had been with Sting longer, maybe, that I would have had more attachment to the old, but, like, the Crow happened not too long after, and so I was all into it.
Nice. It was a really cool transformation, I think, to see him go through that. Like, it was so eerie. It was really dope, man. All right, so moving forward, I always ask my guests, what is your opinion of wrestling now, in a nutshell? Let's just start with the bigs and then maybe the independents. But where do you feel wrestling is today?
I feel like wrestling is actually in a pretty good place. You know, I'm not sure it'll ever be as big as it was in the Attitude Era, but I think there's more acceptance of it now, or at least people are willing to admit they like wrestling a lot more now. And that's kind of cool. And, you know, some, you know, celebrities kind of like it, and people are willing to, you know, go with it. And I don't think there's as much a stigma about it as there used to be. And, you know, I think with the stuff like the WWE Network, it's better than ever to be a fan, because, you know, you're not having to drop $60 every month or bootleg something. You just got $9.99 and you got everything for you at your fingertips.
That's true. I think the network is really what got me back into it. It's just like being able to get the pay-per-views and to go back and see all the old archives. Like, that instantly is what pulled me back in. So they got me with that. They got my $9.99. All right, so let's get started with this WrestleMania that's happening this week. Of course, only on the WWE Network. Now, this is the 33rd WrestleMania. And I can't go through the hype level of all of them, but to me, I feel like the hype level on this one is much lower than in the past. Is that just me? I mean, how do you feel about the hype level?
I absolutely agree. It's weird. It's like, it doesn't, usually WrestleMania season is like 2-3 weeks before is just crazy. And it kind of just feels like, I don't know, we're leading up to another pay-per-view. It's just kind of the average pay-per-view build to me.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you, I mean, can you possibly think of any reasons that could be? Like, to me, I feel like these angles have been, like, either too slow or too rushed. I feel like there's just not enough build-up where it needs to be. You know, I don't understand. I feel like they're just, like, if I didn't know any better, I would think, like, they weren't prepared for this, which is ridiculous because it's the biggest show that they have in the year. So I don't know, what do you think? Like, why does it feel that way?
I think you had a good point of, like, the feeling of some of these things feeling so drawn out to the point where it's like, just get it over with. And some of them feeling like they just slapped it together last week. It's like, to me, the perfect example is the Seth Rollins Triple H feud. It's just like, this has been like, it's been in the background for so long. It's not like been present, and then suddenly it gets some momentum, but then he gets hurt. And so it that one's been so drawn out, and it never feels like, and it's sort of just like, I'm ready for it to end. I'm not ready for this epic clash. I'm just like, okay, I'm ready for Seth to move on to a different story. And then the other one that makes me think of that, like the slapping it together, is like, the women's feud on Raw, where it just feels like, all right, let's just throw all four of you in there together, and there's not really a reason why, but we're just smashing you all together at once, and maybe Sasha Banks will turn heel or something.
Yeah, it's just like, and I've felt that way in the past where they were kind of forcing people into it, like, you know, they want to have everybody compete at WrestleMania, but but yeah, I feel like if like storylines are suffering because of that, then it's not good. So I don't really know what's happening there. So even as of this broadcast, one match that we've been talking about, which is Triple H and Seth Rollins, hasn't even officially been made. This is like 5 days before the show. And the Seth Rollins Triple H match hasn't even officially been put on the card. I mean, we know it will be, but like, it's something that they have pushed and pulled and stopped and started for so long. And it's like to the literal last minute. Like, it probably won't be confirmed until 11 p.m. Eastern time at the end of Raw. So, I don't know. But anyway, let's get into these matches, man. There's a lot of matches to talk about. There's a lot going on. And first of all, before I start, scale of 1 to 10, what are you predicting to rate this WrestleMania? What are you thinking it's going to be?
Well, it is interesting. I feel like last year was kind of bad, and that was the first time I felt that in a while. Like, usually WrestleMania, no matter the build, it kind of feels like it delivers. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I guess my optimist self wants to say, like, 7. You know, not too high, not too low.
Yeah, I think I'm about the same. All right, so let's get this started. Let's start from the beginning. The 4th annual Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which is going to feature a bunch of dudes. They highlighted these guys, Big Show, Apollo Crews, Mojo Rawley, and more. Do you have a pick on this one? I don't even know if we can pick, because we don't even fully know who's in it. But just based on who you think might be in it, who's taking this one?
Well, my guess is, like, this is where maybe somebody like Sami Zayn is going to pop up. Mm. And I don't know. My feeling is this guy needs to be thrown a bone, and so maybe this will be it. And so I'll go with him for the Battle Royal.
Okay. I was thinking, if he's in it, Dolph Ziggler, only because I feel like he was kind of stopped and started on like a bad guy push and probably kind of could use some momentum to push forward. It's kind of a shame he's not in the match. Like, he's one of my favorite guys to watch. So I'm hoping he's in that and takes it. But really, who knows? I mean, maybe they'll give it to Big Show since this is his last hurrah, probably. And I mean,
he didn't get amazing. The Shaq match.
Yeah, he's not fighting Shaq. Like, what's going on with that? Man, see, they just didn't deliver. Maybe they felt like nobody really wanted to see that.
Yeah, they'd rather see Shaq versus JaVale McGee.
Seriously. Alright, so, Raw Tag Team Championship is a triple threat match. We got the Good Brothers, Gallows and Anderson, versus Enzo and Big Cass, versus Cesaro and Sheamus. What's your pick?
I'm gonna go with Cesaro and Sheamus, but I would definitely be happy if a Tex Ferguson appearance happened out of nowhere.
I would love to see Tex Ferguson and Chad Too Bad make an appearance. Man, that Southpaw Regional Wrestling has been some of the best stuff that they've come up with in a long time. And I know it's just one long Kentucky Fried Chicken ad, but but it's really, really good. Side note, that Georgia Gold Chicken is really freaking good, yo. I just had it, and it's amazing. Like, I had to put that over because it's really good. My pick here is Enzo and Cass. I think they're finally going to throw these guys a bone. They're going to get them the big win in front of the big crowd, let them have a big moment, and then they'll lose them tomorrow. Nah, I don't know. But
yeah, the revival shows up or something.
Yeah. I feel like they'll have a short-lived moment and then have it taken away. That's what I feel. But I'm really happy to see Gallows and Anderson with the titles, and I would love to see them look really strong in this match. All right, next up, we got the Cruiserweight title. King Neville versus Austin Aries. This is a match they've been building for quite some time. Austin Aries is a huge fan favorite. Neville's been crushing everybody. What's your pick here?
Man, this is one of the tougher ones because Neville's been on a great run. Mm-hmm. And it kind of feels like, man, you don't want to stop that yet, but Aries got so much momentum and the crowd is behind him so much. So I just think they're going to go with Aries and try with this while he's good.
I think so too. I mean, it's funny that with the cruiserweights, they've moved so fast on these guys. Like, everything has been quick. Like, these guys shoot to the top, they get it, and then they kind of lose it really quickly. And then whoever loses it just kind of vanishes into obscurity. Mm-hmm. But I hope that doesn't happen with Neville if he loses, because he's great. He's been so good in the last, like, month or so, holding down the cruiserweights. So I think Neville, honestly, I don't know if they're ready to give it to Austin yet. I feel like hopefully this will be a feud that lasts until the next month, and then Austin can get him. But I want Neville to retain, I think.
I think no matter what happens, I think these two will be probably feuding for a little bit, because these are like the first two guys that really have some juice behind them as far as the cruiserweight division goes.
Yeah, that's true. This is like the first time that this has happened. Like, usually these guys just kind of get a rocket on their back and they just go up and then they just fizzle out. But both of these guys got a lot of stuff behind them. All right, so the SmackDown Women's Championship match. This is a weird one. Alexa Bliss is to defend against all female SmackDown superstars who are able to compete. What does this mean, Justin?
This is one of the stranger ones. My only positive guess is like something crazy happens and Naomi shows back up or Asuka debuts. But I don't know. My more conservative pick is just like, make the crowd happy and give it to Becky Lynch.
I feel like this, I'm hoping this is just some elaborate thing they came up with so that Naomi can have a moment in her hometown and you know, and somehow get this title back. I think the Naomi moment was one of the first moments I really truly popped on. Actually, there were two at Elimination Chamber, that and Bray Wyatt winning. So I'm really happy. I was so happy and then so hurt that she had to give it up. So I'm hoping this is some sort of elaborate plan to get Naomi in the picture. She comes limping out at the last minute or something and gets the pin. I don't know. But otherwise, I mean, you could be right. I feel like Becky Lynch or Alexa. So I don't know what's going to happen. I'm thinking if Naomi appears, she wins. If not, I'm going to say Alexa retains. That's my pick. All right, next, Intercontinental Championship match. I almost forgot this dude had the title. Dean Ambrose versus Baron Corbin. Now, this feud's been building for a while. I like Baron. He's come a long way. I got to admit, I was not a fan for the longest time. And he's finally come up to the point where I could see him winning this. In fact, Baron Corbin is my pick. What do you think?
I agree. I think, you know, they've really been behind this guy, and this is, you know, he won the Andre the Giant Battle Royal the other year, so I'm thinking they go with it again, and, you know, they've always been kind of tepid with Ambrose anyway, so I think they're probably going to put it on Corbin.
Yeah, I feel like they don't really know what to do with Dean. I mean, he's just been kind of hanging around, so I don't know, maybe this will eventually put him back into the main event picture after Corbin takes the IC title. But who knows? I never really even almost remember when Dean Ambrose has a title. For some reason, it's always kind of lackluster. You know what I mean? Like when he was US champ for forever.
Yeah.
He's the IC champ. He's the world champion for a little bit. Like I just never, I don't know. I never really got behind it. Like, oh, I almost completely forgot. So I don't know. I'm behind Dean, but not as a champion. I don't know. That's weird. But I think he's better as a chase guy than a champ.
Yeah.
All right. So for the U.S. Championship match, the match I predict will steal the show. I feel like they got to be careful with the placement of this match because I think that it'll completely turn the crowd against every other match. It's the only match with proper heat, in my opinion. Chris Jericho versus Kevin Owens. And this really could have been the main event, but it'll be somewhere in the middle. And I feel like Kevin Owens has to win only because of me knowing some outsider stuff about Jericho leaving. But I think Kevin Owens has to completely bludgeon and bloody Chris Jericho to the point where we have to boo Kevin Owens. I feel like that has to happen because he's so over. But I do feel like in this feud, Jericho is so loved that he has to like destroy him to get some true heat. So what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like Owens was the biggest victim of the you know, strange way they won't give up on Reigns. And so he just lost every kind of bad guy trope again and just became an absolute wimp. And this is the chance to make him the evil guy that he came in as and beat John Cena the first night and got NXT championship the first night, destroyed Sami Zayn after winning it. That's the guy they got to try to recreate. And this is the chance by destroying a beloved guy.
Absolutely. I think that has to happen, and I'm all for it. And, man, I've never seen a crowd go so stunned as I saw when he turned on Jericho. It's like, okay, we all knew it was coming, but man, like I still felt something when it happened, you know, and that's all I really want. I just want to be surprised once in a while. And they did it that time. Mm-hmm. All right. So Raw Women's Championship is a fatal 4-way elimination match. Bayley, Charlotte, Sasha, Nia. What's your pick?
My guess is Sasha, and she completes the heel turn. That's my best guess.
Okay.
If it was a single match, I'd know it's happening, but that's my best guess with all four of them involved in this.
Okay. Well, it's an elimination, so I feel like they'll get rid of Nia first somehow. Man, I don't know. I'm going to go on a limb. I actually think Bayley holds on and retains. I don't know why. I feel like, and I'm no booker, and I hate to get into the fantasy booking thing, like, oh, I could have done this better. But it just seemed like it would have made sense to let Bayley have this moment at Mania, not like a month before. Right. And to keep Charlotte's pay-per-view streak going until Mania. I don't know. It just felt like it made a lot of sense. But no, they had other plans. Little bit of insider info. The next pay-per-view, which I guess is Payback, is taking place in San Jose, which is Bayley's hometown. So I feel like if Bayley loses, she'll get it back at Payback. That's my thought. I wouldn't mind seeing Sasha make the heel turn. I wouldn't mind that at all.
That sounds, I like that. I kind of like that plan, but I agree with you too that it's, I don't know, I feel like this is the unfortunate mess that they get in when they try to put so many people on the card, because like the great story would have been Bayley winning it at Mania, but instead she became champion way before Mania.
Right, so she doesn't fully get her moment, but you know, I guess they figure these guys are young. They'll have time to make their moments in other years, I guess. I don't know. But yeah. Next, we got the SmackDown Live Commissioner versus the Phenomenal One. Shane McMahon versus AJ Styles. A match that I feel like kind of came out of nowhere. However, the build-up has been good in the last few weeks. And I feel like Shane's going to jump off some things. I feel like that's a for sure. And I feel like AJ has to win this match. AJ has, to me, held this company down the past year, and he deserves better because I believe he lost last Mania to Jericho. So I think he deserves the win. He probably also has to bloody and bludgeon Shane as well to kind of fully cement himself as the top heel on SmackDown. I don't know. What do you think?
I agree. I think AJ's got to win this. I feel like the crowd might go nuts if he doesn't. And it's going to be very weird because he's, you know, it's the sort of thing he's been doing for months now, where he's the heel, but everybody loves him. Yeah. And Shane's been beloved, but he's not more beloved than AJ Styles.
Yeah. So
it's going to be weird if he's just destroying Shane McMahon and everybody's going to be cheering about it.
Yeah.
But, but I think that's what's got to happen, is AJ's got to win. Because even though I know the company views Shane as like a marquee guy, and that's a big win, it's like too many fans don't see it that way, and they'll be really pissed if he wins against AJ Styles.
Yep. Oh, and as of 2 minutes ago, thanks to my Raw WWE updates, Seth Rollins will fight Triple H in a non-sanctioned match. So we'll have to do we'll have to get a prediction on that too when we get there. All right, we may as well do that one now. All right, Triple H, Seth, what's your pick?
It's got to be Seth. There's no, it makes no sense for it to be anything but Seth.
It has to be. But, you know, I thought that when Sting fought Triple H as well. I was like, Triple H has nothing to win for. But, you know, sometimes...
Thanks for no bad memories.
Oh, man. Once you said Sting was your guy, I was like, oh, man, you had to be hurting that day. Because I was. I was like, come on, you can't let him have one. Like, give him one. But I agree, it has to be Seth. In a close one, I'm sure some shenanigans will occur. Samoa Joe might pop up. Maybe even Finn Balor pops up, which maybe will lead to Seth's next feud, I'm hoping, which will be pretty cool to see. I don't know. A lot of rumors are happening that there's a new Evolution. Have you heard about this?
Yeah, right. Triple H, Joe, and Owen.
Yeah, and then what if Finn joins, you know? That could be interesting.
Right. It would be interesting. And finally, I think it would be good if they finally played off the Triple H is the de facto dad of NXT and finally stopped acting like he's two different characters.
Yeah, I think they should just go all the way in with that. All right. So we both pick Seth. Next, the power couples collide. John Cena and Nikki Bella versus The Miz and Maryse. What is your pick here?
Got to go with Cena and Nikki, and then boom, the proposal happens in the middle of the ring.
I feel like it has to. I will really laugh a whole lot if it doesn't. Or what?
Right, they've been harping on it.
Yeah, they've been really harping on it. Or if, like, at the end, John's like, Nicole, I have a question for you. Are you ready to go to Disney World? And then they just leave. Nah. But, yeah, I think that's the world kind of knows that's going to happen. I think John and Nikki are supposed to take some time off after this, so it makes sense to go out on top, honeymoon and all that good stuff. Miz is another one who's been holding it down, and I wouldn't mind seeing him pop back up into the main event picture at some point. Next, the Phenom, the Big Dog, Undertaker, Roman Reigns, believe that. Who's winning this match?
I'm going with Reigns, and I'm crossing my fingers and hoping that this is it. This is finally where they do it. They turn him heel, and they embrace it, and they do it in style by having him destroy The Undertaker.
Oof. I would love to see it. I mean, regardless, he's going to get booed out of the building. Like, you may as well embrace it and just have him turn, you know, like, oh, I hear you guys. You don't like me. I don't like you either. Yeah, you know. And just let's have them embrace it and go all the way in. I wouldn't mind seeing it. I just thought about something, and I guess it hasn't happened because I would have got an update. Braun Strowman doesn't have a match. And so I was wondering if they were going to put Braun into this match and make it a triple threat. Only because I feel like Taker can't really move. So I don't know.
I could see him popping up, but like just watching the way Raw went so far, it looked like Strowman's going to be in the Battle Royal.
Okay. All right. Well, that'll still be fun to watch. Him go and hit up with Big Show one more time.
Okay.
All right. Universal Championship match. Goldberg, Brock Lesnar. Wait, this is wrong. Why does it say? Oh, no. The last one I read was Bray Wyatt. Okay. Goldberg, Lesnar. Who's winning?
Going with Brock, because I can't imagine Goldberg is staying around, but I'm assuming it's Brock, and we're doing another he holds it till SummerSlam deal.
Yeah, I think that's the deal. I'm not mad at that. Goldberg had a nice run. I don't know how you do it in 20, 30 seconds, though, but well, it'll be interesting to see if Goldberg actually has a full match. I'm reading some rumors that this is going to be a bloody match. A lot of Brock's matches are. So there'll be some blood, I'm sure. I just hope it's fun to watch. And I'm okay with Brock holding on to the title. I remember, I guess it was a couple years ago when Brock won it and was the guy until SummerSlam, and he was so feared, and it was such a big deal when he showed up on Raw, you know. So I would love to bring that back. I thought that was a great feeling.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I really love Brock's run and his return so far. Like, I know some people kind of soured on it, but I don't know. I think he's just such a commanding presence in the ring that it's always interesting to watch him perform.
It is, man. It is. I think, you know, today's audience gets a little tired of the same thing. Like, oh, he's just suplexing people or, you know, whatever. But the fact is, he's a box office attraction, man. He's a big deal. All right. And we got the championship match. Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton. What do you got here?
I'm gonna go against all my instincts, and I'm gonna say Bray Wyatt retains.
Ooh. Ah, any shenanigans that are you predicting?
I fully expect shenanigans. I'm thinking a possible Eric Rowan return might pop up,
Ooh.
Something like that. I could see Luke Harper getting involved somehow, and maybe it backfiring now that he's a babyface. But I think Bray is good. They're gonna try to make sure this Bray title reign sticks a little bit and let them come out on top.
I wouldn't be mad at that at all. I would love to see Bray as the last man standing at WrestleMania. I don't know what the order of these matches is going to be, but that would be a pretty cool sight to see. I think it's going to be a great match. I feel like Randy is going to make sure that this is an awesome match. And I'm looking forward to that. I do expect shenanigans. It'll be cool to see Rowan come back and what side everybody's going to be on. Like, I have no idea. Biggest knock on Bray Wyatt, as much as I love him, is that his character is like a cult leader who can't control his cult. So it's kind of like weak at the same time. Like, it's such a cool character, but like, he has no control over these guys. So, well, we'll see what happens, but I'm looking forward to a really good match. Maybe they'll all come in against Bray and try to make him lose it. I don't know. So it should be interesting. And I would love to see Bray standing at the end. So I'm going to. That's kind of what my heart's saying. But you know what? My brain is saying Randy Orton. I just changed my pick. I'm going Orton. I got to go against you there, Justin. I think Randy Orton's last man standing. That's what I think. I don't know. I mean, both of these guys, no one hates either one of them. So it's another interesting match where the fans would be behind it kind of either way. But
definitely.
I don't know. I wouldn't mind seeing that. So there it is. That is our WrestleMania 33 predictions. We will see who will be right. Will it be me? Will it be Justin? I don't know. But we'll find out in a week or so. Justin, while we're still here, before we bounce, let the people know where they can find you and all that good stuff.
I am Justin Ivy _ on Twitter, Ivy with an E, and that's the best place to find me. And I'll usually link out to my articles and stuff. I write for XXL, and you can find my stuff there every day.
Excellent. All right, keep up the good work, sir. And
thank you.
I'll chat with you right after Mania and see what happens here.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Peace.
put it down. Everybody know me. When I'm in your town, the utmost respect they show me. Man, they know the language, but they know the greatest. I'm beating the best and made you call them overrated. Have a knee to the chest, heard they call me flamboyant. I see your moves coming like I'm clairvoyant. I love the fans roaring, it gets me through my day. I take a fight, ducking shots, and they yelling, boom, I yeah. You hear the crowd pop for the king of strong style. I'ma be on top for a long while. Hear me yelling, yo, well, I'm here to let you know. Big Chris, stiff kicks, I'm incredible. Violins and violence, you can try to win, but the nonsense I silence it. Take the title in any promotion I am in. Kick you in the face, no escape, now try again. Rematch, you relapse or react viciously. Ring wizardry, ain't nobody as stiff as me. Listen to these snap, I attack with the force of a dragon. If I want it to happen, well of course it'll happen. Yow! You hear the crowd pop for the king of strong style. I'ma be on top for a long while. Hear me yelling, yo, well, I'm here to let you know. Big Chris, stiff kicks, I'm incredible.